Good evening, folks. This is The Weird Part, and I am your host, Vincent Treewell. Tonight, we're going to talk about some personal experiences that I have had. Some of you may have heard me discuss them on other podcasts. I don't believe that I've mentioned them on this podcast. These are somewhat subjective, but very real experiences that I have had, and I just recently had another one, and that's why I'm talking about it. I guess I'll just start in chronological order. The first person that I saw that seemed so strange that he might not have been a regular, average, mundane human being like you and I, was a person that I will call the 4th of July guy, because he was seen by myself and several people, including my wife, about 15 years ago on a 4th of July, which I happened to have the day off and was socializing. And it was extremely hot, very hot, like solidly 100 degrees. It was so hot that I wore shorts, which is something that almost never happens. I had to find a pair of old swim trunks just so I could not die of the heat. A lot of young guys were walking around with no shirts on. It was that kind of heat, incredibly hot and incredibly humid. And we were across the street at a neighbor's having some beers on the porch, and this guy, seemingly out of nowhere, comes walking down the street. And walking, he was more like marching down the street. And he had a military bearing and a look of real focus, like he was on a mission. And what was so unusual was that despite the weather, he was dressed in black BDUs, battle dress uniform, as they call them in the Army, utilities, as they call them in the Marines, what looked to be kind of like the type of clothing that a SWAT officer would wear, but without any insignia or any patches, badges, anything like that. Just plain black BDUs. Over that, in combat boots. And over that, a three-quarters length leather coat. Now, it was incredibly hot that day. And it was amazing to us that he could even walk and not just pass out from heat stroke. He walked past us, continued on foot, got to the intersection, and just kind of, we couldn't see him anymore. He didn't poof disappear, but he just kind of, we couldn't see him any longer. That's been kind of a, you know, story in our family for quite a while. The 4th of July guy, because we'd lived in the area for well over a decade, more like almost two, and never saw him before, never saw him again. He was on foot, so he couldn't have come from very far, and he couldn't be going very far, one would not think, and he was a huge man. He was African-American. I compared him to either Warren Sapp, the football player, or Michael Clark Duncan, the late actor. He was both tall and broad. Just a huge, big guy. And clad completely in black. And wearing these heavy, hot clothes. And seemingly totally immune to the weather. And I joked to my wife that day that he must be a Terminator soldier from the future. But in subsequent years, I've come to wonder, what was this person? Was this someone from another part of the multiverse? Or, as it has been suggested to me, was this one of the Fey folk? One of what are sometimes called the fairy people, who do not always appear as little and do not always appear flying about, but sometimes appear as solid and corporeal as you or I. Just an interesting thing that happened. Again, never saw him before, never saw him again. A few months ago, I saw another figure. Now, this was at a very cold time, and I was outside the supermarket, and there's a park bench that's located between two stores that almost nobody ever sits at. And I've never seen anyone sit there and play music. But yet, that's what was going on. A man was sitting there, a well-dressed man, wearing suit and tie, and as I recall, a vest, but in no way dressed for the weather, which was about 11 degrees. He was playing the violin. And I thought that he was a musician performing, and I was going to take his picture for Instagram, but I thought that it would be rude to, take a musician's picture and not make a small donation. So I was going to go through the supermarket and get $5 and give it to him and take his picture and be on my way. But as I got out of my car and walked to the supermarket, I heard his music, and it was literally enchanting. It was Celtic. I am certainly not a person well-versed in music in general, let alone folk music and, Irish, Scotch ballads or anything like that. I don't know. I don't know what he was playing, but I know that it was unlike anything I'd ever heard. It was clearly Celtic. I've been to Scottish Fest and Irish Fest, and I know how the sound, which he was playing violin, but there was also an electronic component, which I don't know if he just had some device in his violin case making the electronic sounds as accompaniment, but it was mesmerizing. It was absolutely fascinating music, and I was drawn to it, and I felt this desire to walk over to him, but I said to myself, I'll just go and get a couple items and get $5, and I'll come out and see him after that. I was in there a very short time, came out, and he was gone, and never saw him arrive, never saw him leave. I had a chance to talk with Joshua Cutchins. So maybe I have mentioned this in the podcast, I guess. But Josh is an actual professional musician. And he pointed out something I hadn't thought of, which is stringed instruments, you really don't play in freezing cold weather like that. It was 11 degrees out, not counting the wind. It was bitterly cold, which this guy seemed to be completely unaffected by. And yet, it seemed to, you don't play them because it affects the strings. But it wasn't, that wasn't what was happening that day. So, were these two people something other than regular people acting strange? I don't know. I don't think there's any way we can know, but it has been suggested to me that they may have been the Fae. So that brings me to a third one, the Mayday Man. I call him that because I saw him on May 1st, which is a pagan holiday, and I'll just leave it at that. I saw him in broad daylight. I was running an errand. Traffic was kind of heavy, so I could not pull over and take his picture or, like, really stare at him. But I did see him quite clearly. And he was on the sidewalk. I'm driving along. And he was a very large man. And he was almost like a sort of a, just to make an analogy, a photo negative of the 4th of July guy. He was tall and broad, over 6 feet tall, and every bit of 400 pounds. He was obese, but not just obese. He was, like, burly. He was a huge dude. And he was white, and he was dressed all in white. When I say all in white, I mean he had white trousers, a white sort of work shirt, a white t-shirt, white shoes, a white COVID mask, and a white ball cap. And it just stuck out so much that I had to slow down and just rubberneck and take a look at him, like, what is this person? And I don't know. Again, there's nothing supernatural that he did or anything. It just seemed really, really unusual. And I've been back through that particular area several times. Never saw him before, never saw him again. It seemed like he was an appearance. And I don't know, did he somehow relate to the 4th of July guy? Did his appearance mean something? I have no idea. But it's just a strange type of encounter to me. And I say encounter, that might be a little strong of a term. None of these people talked to me or in any way directly interacted with me. Quite the opposite. But just seeing them really made a big impression on me. That's why I said this is subjective. I couldn't prove anything to a skeptic. I couldn't prove this to people who believe in stuff like this. Okay. But it just seemed very strange. And yes, there are people who walk around dressed oddly, looking oddly, doing odd things. That's part of the human condition. Yes, that happens. But this just seemed more than that. And it just seemed so eye-catching, all three of these. Because in each case, the unusual person stood out so much from the environment around them. And was so unique and was such a one-time only appearance that, you know, generally, if you live in an area, you kind of get to know the people who are walking, even if you don't know them by name. All three of these people, never before, never again. And you never see them where they come from, and you never see where they go. They're just there, and they're not there. And all of these encounters, very brief, under a minute, really. And that's kind of left me wondering what that means, if anything. So now we can add to the 4th of July guy and to the winter violinist, we can add the Mayday Man. So, please, if someone has some ideas out there of what any of this is, what it means, feel free to share. Because I'm wide open to possibilities, but it just does not seem like normal day-to-day life.
In discussing these type of characters, I am frequently reminded of John Keel's Mothman prophecies and the deluge of very strange, not technically paranormal, but just very weird people that began showing up when he began investigating the Mothman phenomenon. And they appeared sometimes to him. I believe he had a phantom photographer take his picture in his apartment at least once, and then run away. But also, they appeared to the witnesses. They appeared to Mary Heyer. They appeared to people who'd seen things. And there was nothing about them that was definitively abnormal. Like, you know, impossible to happen in our normal day-to-day world. But there was just a vibe around them that was off. It was something different from the norm. And they frequently appeared to be immune to the weather that everyone else was experiencing. It's just a little thing, but it's something that I have noticed. And I have just wondered about. And is this some sort of peripheral to the other, to the broad spectrum of things we call the paranormal? Is this some kind of a gray area where if you took somebody's picture and said, well, look at this, I mean, okay, the guy doesn't have antenna or anything, he's just a person. But in that setting and under those circumstances, it is strange. And, you know, that's kind of where I'm at with it. It does remind me a lot of Keel's experiences. And I would like to put out the invite that if anyone listening has had these kind of experiences, these kind of encounters, sightings, what you want to call it, please contact me and let me know about them. And I'd be happy to, at a minimum, discuss it with you. And, you know, we could talk about it on the show, you know. Because this is, it's an odd thing. And when it happens to you, you really kind of get a little shaken up, you might say. Not, you know, in a bad way, but just in a, wow, that is something sort of way. I wanted to just, while I have your attention here, mention two other incidents with strange people who I do not consider to be in any way paranormal. Okay, that's iffy, but probably not in any way paranormal, but were just downright weird in their own right. One goes back a few years. My daughter was in high school, and she was dating her first boyfriend, and they went for a walk on the nature trail. Now, when I say nature trail, that sounds way more wilderness than what this was. This was, you know, within a couple of hundred yards of major roads, and it was paved, and people went bicycling there and roller skating, and it was not the deep woods of anything. But they came back and they were very shaken up and they were disturbed. And, you know, I asked them what had happened. And my daughter is biracial. The guy she was dating was black. And she said there was a white man dressed all in camouflage watching us from the woods. And he was watching us. He didn't say or do anything, but he was clearly back in the woods, dressed all in camouflage, watching us. And they were very disturbed by that, and I don't blame them. And I'm just like, what the hell was that? You know? I've read other people's encounters with strange people in even a slightly wooded environment. And there are some weird encounters that happen. I don't think they ever walk that nature trail again because it was disturbing. There's some guy, and she described it, he was all decked out in camouflage. And they were able to see him, but he was clearly watching them way before they spotted him. I don't know purely what to make of that. But it was a thing that happened. The other incident was a person that I've seen a number of times, and I refer to him as the Octopus Man. And I don't believe that the Octopus Man is something other than a normal human being. But I'd always see him at odd times while I was in the middle of doing something else. Because I wanted to kind of casually approach him and just kind of get what his deal was. Because he always dressed the same. And that was in this sort of like collarless white jacket and white slacks and shaved head and this huge white beard, which was either dreads or braids. He appeared to me to be a white man, but I'm not 100% on that. And he had this gigantic white beard that made me think of the Octopus Man in the Johnny Depp Pirates of the Caribbean movie. The guy who has the octopus for a face. Yes, he looked, obviously it wasn't literally like that, but it was reminiscent if a normal person grew their beard and either braids or dreads that look like tentacles, and about eight of them. And it was just an unusual thing. And I would see him at the most inopportune times. He'd just pop up. And, you know, I'm not going to mistake him for somebody else. But I just always wondered, who is that guy? And, you know, kind of what's his deal? And again, there's nothing wrong in the world with dressing however you want. You know, it's a free country, it should be. You should be able to wear whatever you want to wear. But my curiosity has kind of been gnawing on that. So if anybody knows somebody like the Octopus Man and could just tell me, is that like, I always thought that he might be in some sort of sect, or I don't want to say cult because that has a negative connotation, but something along those lines, that this might be something that people in this organization do. So anyway, if you know anything about the Octopus Man, let me know. Also, if you have been stalked or observed in the woods by somebody who seemed like they were not, it's not hunting season for anything, and yet they're all camoed up watching you, let me know, because I'd like to compare notes on that too. It was a very disturbing experience for those two young people. And I know that there's situations that have happened that are a lot worse. So yes, just some interesting material. That is about it for this episode of The Weird Part. But there will be more content coming this week. And please do get back to me if you have experiences similar to what I've described or other paranormal material that you'd like to discuss. Once again, thanks for listening. This is The Weird Part. I'm Vincent Treewell. Good night.